That one's called Ladybug. Sarah Cahoon from Seattle, from last year's From Where I Started release. She's got a cool brand new album that'll be in stores in about another month, where she's taken a bunch of her songs that she's worked up, done over the last decade or so, into a string quartet-ish sort of album. And we'll play some more of that early tomorrow morning here on Morning Line. Sarah Cahoon on KMBA. We heard from Elliot Smith with Whatever, Folk Song in C, new music from Lucy Dacus in there. Lily Kershaw covering the Ketch C-Core / Bob Dylan penned Wagon Wheel. Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol joining Ray Davies on the old Kinks classic Tired of Waiting, and brand new music from Breeders got us started. It's 8:25. It is the Morning Line program on KMBA. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chythlick. And we know that our listeners love to hear what's happening in our community, so we've got this segment called Our Community. Hey, I'd like to welcome our guest this morning, clinical advisor with South Central Foundation, Robert Heffel. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this month is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's every April, right?
That's correct.
And so we're looking at different events that happen, and every week seems like South Central Foundation has something going on.
That's right. Every Friday for the month of April, we have different topics or presenters out at the Valley Native Primary Care Center. And tomorrow, April 20th, from 12 to 1, will be the Alaska Resiliency Initiative. And they'll be talking about raising our children with kindness, and everybody's welcome to attend.
Okay, and so where's a good place to find out more information about that?
Well, you can check the FWW website or call 729-5440 to RSVP or to ask any specific questions.
And so this month, it's important to recognize these issues. What are some things that people can do in their families just to kind of strengthen their families and...
Good question. We like to talk about healthy traditions. In many families, we do things without even recognizing that they've become traditions to the small children who are involved in it. And it could be teaching a skill to a grandchild or child, or taking them to a park, or spending quality time with them. And over time, it becomes a healthy way for the family to connect and interact.
And how do you kind of build that within your family? Is it just something that happens, or is there...
Sometimes we have to really put some thought into it and put some effort and carve out some time in our week to spend time with our family, quality time, maybe things that are a little bit different for us. Instead of watching a movie, we go for a walk. Do things that we can interact and spend time and have conversation that feels natural and healthy. It's summertime. Maybe it's about time to take those kids camping, get the family out and put up a tent and just spend the weekend together. Those are healthy traditions. There's a lot of wellness in the Native community, and we want to encourage that as well.
So I've got my thumbs twiddling here on some sort of device like half the time. Is there like a time where you say, hey, let's put these electronics away?
Well, that's a great question and a great option. Maybe during dinner time, put the cell phones down. Enjoy a meal together, sit down at the table, take a time out just to enjoy each other's company. And that over time becomes a tradition, and children and grandchildren will respond and know that during mealtime is not the time to be playing with cell phones or doing other things that take away from building relationships.
That seems like it's the true hashtag no filter, right? I mean, you're not filtering your interactions with like, oh, well, I see Robert there. Oh, I see him through my screen. Now I know he's there.
Right.
It's not like that, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I certainly can appreciate that. And, you know, I know that you're a busy fellow with this week being Beauty for Ashes training. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I can. And actually, it is the week for Beauty for Ashes. And that's a week that we invite people to come and visit with us and stay on site for 5 days to start to explore the story behind their eyes. How has life experiences, sometimes abuse, neglect, or growing up in an unsafe home, how has that impacted the self-esteem, the development of healthy relationships, and how can we really begin to heal? So there's about 12 different sessions done in a large group setting with about 100 people. And then we break down in small group settings of about 6 peers and 2 group leaders, where people can put words to their journey and start exploring how life has impacted them and how they want to make change.
And so I think we've talked about this before and where people can get more information, but it seems like you put this on twice a year. Am I right about that?
It is. It's about twice a year. The next Beauty for Ashes will be October 1 through 5 here in Anchorage. And if anyone's interested, they could visit the FWWI website at fwwi.org or call 729-5440. Twice a year is a lot of work to actually make happen. I wish we could do more. But the important thing is for people to come when the time's right in their life. Take 5 days to invest in their wellness. Sometimes we forget to stop and do that for ourselves.
And how does that kind of healing like look or feel like? Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you see the story in people's eyes.
Right. When people feel safe, they will explore different parts of their life. And what we create is a safe environment where it is okay to talk about the hard things. We understand it's difficult to share family stories that have occurred in private. We've been taught to remain silent. And unfortunately, that silence can hold us in a place of accepting responsibility or certain levels of shame that really, truly doesn't belong to us. And over time, when people share their story or enter in or connect with other people's story, they'll end up sharing things that they've held private, some for years. 30, 40, or 50 years, some people have carried a story with them. And when you talk about it, it sets people free. They can look at it from a healthy place and recognize that things that occurred to us as children, we had no control over. It really, truly wasn't our fault.
Sounds pretty liberating.
Mm-hmm. It can be for many, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, thanks so much for coming by. I'd like to thank our guest. Robert Heffel is a clinical advisor with the South Central Foundation's Beauty for Ashes and Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Robert. And thank you, Frank. It is 8:32. Still to come, music from Valerie June, Lindsay Buckingham, too, and new music from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats just ahead.
Get in on the action. Native Youth Olympics influences young people to improve their academic performance and strengthens their overall health and well-being. Come cheer for athletes from across the state, April 26th through 28th, at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, as they compete in traditional Native contests of skill and endurance. Visit citci.org for a schedule of events and more.
KMBA programming supported by Donlin Gold, a proud supporter of Native Youth Olympics, encouraging healthy competition and a spirit of good sportsmanship.
Minnesota legislature is working to get rid of a 45-year-old rule designed to protect wild rice. This comes just as companies are working to open a new mine that tribes and others worry could harm water quality. Join us for the next Native America Calling as we talk about the increasing threats to wild rice and the cultures connected to it.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.